This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Louis Martinez is joining us live from the Pentagon this morning. Louis, where is this plane right now? Do we know?
Good morning, Susan. Yeah, well, we think it's in Texas. We think it's in San Antonio International Airport because flight tracking software indicated that the plane with the number on its tail matching that plane from Qatar traveled back in early April towards San Antonio International Airport. There was a local news report there as well that the plane has been spotted there inside of a hangar. What it's been doing there is unclear, but it's been there now for almost 2 months and essentially maybe just waiting to see what would happen here.
Do we have any idea, because we know that Air Force One gets kind of cycled through every now and then. There has been a long talk about a new Air Force One, and that's been an expensive project. This is told to be very expensive to retrofit and make this plane secure. Which is less expensive, accepting the gift or making it yourself?
Well, it's really complicated, Brian, because that we're talking about nearly a $4 billion contract back in 2018 during the first Trump administration to build the two brand new Boeing 747s, which ironically enough were also retrofitted 747. So we're talking $4 billion back in 2018. It's been significantly delayed, and I think it's accrued another billion or $2 billion since then because it's been delayed. And now you've got an aircraft that people keep talking about how it's worth $400 million, and that comes from the ticket price that Boeing charged the airlines back when they were still billing the aircraft. But nobody knows exactly how much it's going to cost or how much time it's going to take to retrofit this aircraft to meet the communications requirements, the security requirements, and to ensure that there are no bugs on board. We've seen Democrats say that potentially could cost $1 to $2 billion. Aviation experts say it'll take years to make those retrofit changes. President Trump has said that he would like it by the end of the year. It's unclear which of those two options is really going to take place.
I mean, what would have to be done to retrofit it just from a security perspective?
Well, one of the main things they want to do is they're going to have to scrub the entire aircraft and make sure that there are no listening devices, no bugs aboard. I mean, you're going through this whole process for security reasons. One of the things that's really well known about this whole project is that every mechanic who works on the aircraft right now for Boeing in the construction of the new replacement aircraft has to have a top secret security clearance. So the Air Force has been working to try to make some adjustments to try to speed things up so that potentially those new aircraft could be available by 2027. But if you're going to do even the initial scrub for security, then you've got to place all of the new security equipment, all of the new communications equipment, and that could take some time. So that's really what this is all about. You're getting a new plane, but even Republican lawmakers have said you're going to have to just bear this down to the bone and then put everything brand new all over again.
Okay. Well, hey, Louis, thank you so much for the time. Louis Martinez joining us from the Pentagon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.